You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A HME production. This is
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E, and you have entered into the premier destination for business and finance tips. Look, for those that are joining me for the first time, my thing is about the entrepreneur and small business and helping you get past that daunting first 5 years of business. You know, that time period where they say most businesses fail. Well, if you're tuning in to Coach E is going to help you get past that 5 years by bringing on industry experts and using some of my very own experiences to help you navigate through that 5 years so that you will not have to be a statistic. Yeah. So look, I'm not going to stay, in that vein very long because I'm excited about today's show, because I have brought on an industry expert in insurance. That's right. You heard me, in insurance. But here it is. We're not going to talk about life insurance and health insurance and all of those kinds of insurance. Remember, you've entered the premier destination for business and finance tips. So we're going to talk today about business insurance. And most people put business insurance as a I'll get it if I need it type of deal when it is really not. So I am not going to take too much more of your time. I'm ready to dive into this topic, and that's ensuring your business success. We can't have success if we're not protecting what we're building, right? Things happen every single day. And if our businesses are not protected the right way, we are putting ourselves in jeopardy of folding. Okay. So I want to welcome Rhonda Ridgely to everyone. She is a farmer's agent. She's been with farmers for some years, but I'm going to give her the opportunity to kind of open up and tell everybody who she is and a little bit about why she got into the industry.
Hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here today. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I've been in the industry for 16 plus years. So I guess I consider myself a veteran. But I needed a job at the time. I was in the banking industry, and I reached out to a State Farm agent, and I started working for her. And her agency, I got licensed. And this industry has really just, it's just so many possibilities. So it just really, came at a time where I really needed it and to take my career to the next level. So I love insurance. I talk about it way too much. So I'm just happy to be here today to shed some light on the business industry and business insurance, so that, business owners could see the importance of it.
Okay. Now, Rhonda, I know we said we're not going to talk about life or health insurance, but I don't want to put us in that box.
Okay.
I'm going to rip open the box, okay? And we're going to just kind of dive in today and just talk about ensuring your business success.
Okay.
So if you were sitting in front of you are sitting in front of several business owners now, right? As we're talking, what are just some of the insurances that you deem that is extremely important for business owners to have, especially when they're first starting out?
Okay.
And you don't have to be industry specific, because I know certain industries require additional things. And if you want to tap into those industries as well, because I know we have people from being independent contractors to being, you know, an entrepreneur with the project incubating right now, to the small business owner with 100 employees that are listening to the show. So, you know, I'm gonna be quiet now.
One of the main things that you will need is general liability insurance. And what that does is protect you against lawsuits. So a lot of times people get general liability because it's required. Like if it's, let's say for example, if it's a landscaper, in order to do the job, they may be required by the company that they're dealing with to have general liability, but in order to come onto the property to do the project, right? Mm-hmm. But it's needed by everybody. If you have an LLC or you incorporate it, or if you have a business, you need insurance. Even some people are working as a sole proprietor, but they're operating under their name and their social security number, but they have a business and they're going out to do work. So even if you haven't gotten an LLC, the moment you step out there and say, hey, I want to do business with you, and you start getting clients, or if you just go online and get your LLC, the next thing is, so you go online and get your LLC and then you go to the bank to open a bank account. But the next thing you need to do is go to the insurance company and get it an insurance policy, a general liability policy, because once you have that business name, or once you're out doing business either under your personal name or what have you, people think you have money. And
of course,
if there's a situation where you're liable, you know, that business could be over just like that because you didn't get insurance, and now there's a lawsuit, and you know, your assets could just be wiped out. But if you have the insurance policy, the general liability insurance, then the liability, you can just call in a claim instead of coming out of your pocket, out of your account and tapping into your 401k or what have you.
You know, and I'm happy that, you know, we started out the gate right there at the general liability, because you know, you made a good point. I don't believe that we as business owners understand that importance. Like the same way you go to the state, you go to the IRS to get that EIN number, then you go to the state to file, then you go to the bank to get the account. You should be on the phone with your insurance person. Like, look, I'm opening this business.
Yes.
And, you know, insurance is not cheap, right? We try to get it as cheap as we can, but I'm assuming, and this is where you come in at, all policies are not created the same. Am I right?
They are not. And I'm so glad you brought that up. I didn't want to bring it up, but I think a lot of times when it comes to insurance, like we pay a lot of money for a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
We spend a lot of money. But when it comes to insurance, everybody's like, give me the cheapest policy. Give me what I need to have. I don't know what you need to have. You tell me, what are you doing? What's your business? What, you know, what do you have at stake? Because if there's a lawsuit, and a lot of times people want to get the minimum, like, what's the minimum? Just give me something because I need to get on this job. No. Let's take I'm the type of agent that people don't like. They like, but they don't like, because I'm going to hold you accountable and say, hey, what do you need to operate your business? Like, do you need these tools? Do you need, you know, are you going, you know, are there people around? Are you just working from your basement on the phone? Like, what's involved? So, you know, we need to get into the details so I can help you get covered properly. And that's one thing that as business owners, we need to look at. You know, if something were to happen, can I still open my doors tomorrow? And if not, what do I need to do to make sure I can? And that's what your insurance policy. So it's good to get the general liability, but let's look at the whole thing and get a business owner's insurance policy where we're going to cover, if let's say it's a restaurant, it includes spoilage. If we have a storm and, you know, in the DMV, we have a lot of storms.
Yeah.
We have a storm and the lightning hits and you can't, you know, there's no electricity, you know, and your freezer is not on or your refrigerator is not on. Are you going to be able to open business because now the food is spoiled?
Wow. Yeah. And that, and that's not even in your budget of consideration.
No.
So now you're pulling from areas that is like, oh my God. So let me ask you this.
So you don't want the cheapest.
You don't want the cheapest policy.
You want to make sure that you are properly covered, that you can make money the next day or, you know, open your doors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
You want to just look at all those aspects and make sure you, so it doesn't matter how much it costs because it could cost you more. Like I could give you the cheapest policy, but it could cost you more in the long run because you didn't properly cover your business.
Wow. So it's pretty much what you're saying is that sitting with your agent and really being thorough, okay, this is what I do, and identifying the areas that if this happened, this could affect me adversely here.
Yes.
And being okay with if my price is a little bit higher, I am protected in knowing that I'm not pulling from my reserves. I'm not pulling from my revenue that I need to keep so that I can pay payroll or pay my operating expenses. I can rest assured at night that no matter what is happening, whether it's in my basement, like you said, or whether it's at my location abroad, that I'm covered.
Yes.
In other words, what you're saying is that if you take the time with your general liability policy with your agent, you can actually have a peace of mind while building your business.
That's right. You can have a piece of it. That's what it is. That's what insurance is. Whatever kind of insurance you're looking at, it's a peace of mind.
So
is it going to take to bring you that peace of mind?
So, you know, I want to ask about two industries in particular. So,
okay. I didn't know. I just walked into this blindly.
Because, you know, I think about those that are listening and, oh, man, I wonder if it's my industry. What do? So, you know, I know some industries require you to have E&O insurance. Yes. Is E&O the same as getting general liability, or would you recommend someone to get general liability as well as E&O?
Yes, I would recommend you getting both. Because, wow. Yes, because where general liability could pay out if you're, so general liability is liability. That means you're liable for whatever happened, right? Mm-hmm. Someone, it could be defamation. It could be a lot of different things. Let's put it like this, like with my truckers. I don't know if that was one of the industries, but with my
that's fine. Let's talk about the truckers.
Okay, with my truckers, they're behind the wheel, so you need the commercial liability in case they make an accident on the road, right? Mm-hmm. But when they get out of the truck, if they do something that causes injuries to another person, they need the general liability.
Ah, okay.
So that's why we got to get into what are you doing, you know? You know what I mean? But with the errors and omissions, I'm an insurance agent, so I have errors and omissions. I cannot be in business one day without it.
Which is E&O, everybody. I'm sorry. I should have been more specific, as if, you know, I do that lingo. I apologize.
I have somebody coming to my door. But errors and omissions is if you make an error or you omit to inform your client of some information that was pertinent to that relationship or you doing business with them, and there's a lawsuit against you, instead of you coming out of pocket, because this omission of information has caused them a loss now.
Right.
Your client a loss. Instead of you coming out of the pocket and writing a check and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, here you go. Because that we don't know what that amount would be.
Right.
Right. So if you have an errors and omission policy, then the claim would be filed against the policy instead of you.
Okay.
It's against your business, but it's going to the policy. You're calling in a claim versus taking $1 million out of your bank account and giving to this person for their loss and their injuries, because now you have caused them a loss because you made an error or you omitted to tell them a piece of information.
Wow. Okay.
So it's in, and then I will. Okay, go ahead.
No, and so with that being the case, that's for an error, like you made an error or you forgot to omit something. Yes. So where would the general liability come in with something like that?
Also, like if, let's say you cause some damage, it's still under liability. It could pay out. I'm not a claims rep, so I won't say it would.
Right.
But it's still liability coverage. So it could possibly pay out under that liability as well.
Wow. Okay. But
depending on your industry, I would say take a look at both, and you would be surprised. Errors and omissions it can be very inexpensive, and it can be, just to give you, I don't want to throw prices out there a lot because it's just different for everybody, every industry. And I don't want people to say, oh, well, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. You can get a errors and omissions policy for as little as $250 or $300
a year. Wow.
But, you know, depending on what you're doing, it could be higher. I paid I think mine is like $260 a month because I'm doing a lot of things and I have multiple carriers and, you know, there's different requirements in what I'm doing. I want to make sure I'm properly covered. So I have a lot.
Right.
Because, you know, you just never really know. But like, let's say somebody's, I have some clients that are notaries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you would think like as a notary, you don't need errors and omissions, but you do. You're going to, either people are coming into your business to And then if you have your office space, that's a whole different category because now people are coming into your space. But even if you're just going out, that's a thing. So I was a single mom for a long time. So I did some things on the side.
You're not by yourself.
Right. I always have 1, 2, 3 gigs. Like I have some, I got to feed these kids.
Right.
Right. So one thing that I did, you know, someone knew that I was struggling as a single parent at one time. And she was like, oh, one of my girlfriends is a notary. And, you know, she has a 9-to-5. And when she gets off from work, she's going and notarizing these documents. And I'm like, oh, how do I get into that?
Right.
So, you know, I got into it. I got certified as a notary. And now I'm going, when I get off from work from the insurance company, you know, I didn't have my own business at that time. I was working for an agent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I, you know, I just became a business owner in 2019. So when I got off from work, I got in my car, made sure the kids were okay, and I went to notarize these documents.
Look,
so
you're now not going by yourself. I am still a notary to this day.
Really? Me
and
too.
I still do closings and yeah. notarize.
Okay.
Coach Q believes in multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you know, when you have to pay for those school activities, or if those kids are hungry, they don't understand, then I don't have it. No, that's not an option. So, you know, at that time now, I'm getting off from work and in my car driving to somebody's house to notarize their documents, their refinance or what have you, debt consolidation or what have you. And I'm going into somebody's space, somebody's mm-hmm. home or office. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had to have errors and omissions, because if I make a mistake and there's like, oh, you cost me, I had to have that. And then you want to have the general liability too, because now you're coming in contact with the public and you could trip them or something. I don't know. You could do something where they're like, oh no, you shouldn't have done that. And now you've cost me embarrassment or a loss, or, you know, I'm going to sue you. Okay. As a single mom, or, you know, even, you know, what have you, I'm not a single mom anymore, but I'm saying you don't want to deal with a lawsuit out of your pocket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Yeah.
I
was going
to
say, you can't build a business if you're constantly giving away your money, right?
Yeah.
And insurance is really there to protect the biggest asset. And
the biggest asset
is you.
Yes.
Right? So you got
to
protect
to make money.
Right.
It's in your ability to make money. If you can't make money, you know,
You just messed
you're
up.
Not, yeah. So you want to protect your, you want to have that freedom, that, like we said before, that peace of mind to go out and work and, you know, build this business and not worry about things like lawsuits and things like that. So get your, get your general liability. If the company, and every company offers different things. At Farmers, we offer BOP. It's a business owner's policy, which is inclusive of a lot of different things.
It's going to cover. Yes. Explain that for us.
Yeah, it's going to cover your office space. I'm renting this office space, so if I do something in this space that causes, you know, something to the building, it's going to give you coverage. Oh, did I go ahead?
No, you're fine.
It's going to give you coverage. Like if I do something, you know, start a fire or something in here and I'm in a shopping center, I'm in a building, you know, I could, you know, it's going to offer you coverage to the space that's rented to you. It's going to offer you liability coverage. There's some products coverage in there, medical payments to others, things like that. So like if you do cause some injury, there's some money in there to help that person with their medical payments.
Wow.
Okay. And then, you know, if I'm in this office space and people are coming in here, is glass breakage. Like the front of my office is all glass. There's glass breakage. There's, you know, vandalism. You know, if someone were to come in and vandalize. There's even terrorist coverage in insurance policies now. So, you know how we've had certain things happen in our, I know in a DMV, but like in our country where people will riot. If, you know, a certain amount of people are, you know, the government deems a certain, if a certain amount of people are hurt, it becomes a riot.
Yeah.
It's deemed as a riot or a terrorist act. If your business is damaged, like if something popped off in my shopping center and my business is, you know, broken into, if you have that included in your insurance, because people are like, well, I don't need terrorist coverage. Okay. But if something, you know, it may not be what you think it is, or someone is coming in and, you know, but it could be just the fact that it was like a riot or something in that area and your business is broken into and, you know, things are stolen out of it. If you have that coverage on that little endorsement, it's just an endorsement. It's not another policy.
Okay.
It's just a little endorsement within your policy, because a lot of people are like, I don't need that. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So I wouldn't just really think about it and see how you could be affected in this area. Don't just say, I don't need that. Like, what is that? I don't need that.
So let me ask you this. You may mention that even if your business was conducted out of your basement, you can have a general liability policy. So what you're saying to me is that, or to us, let me say that, is that even if you're at home,
yes,
at home business,
home-based business,
yes, you, yes, can have a general liability policy.
You can have insurance.
Yes. Now, and I'm happy we're kind of moving in this direction here, because it seems like a lot of people are starting these home-based businesses now, mm-hmm, just because of the different discounts. Well, not discounts, tax deductions, and mm-hmm, also the reduced in overhead costs from, yeah, having a business outside of your home. With that being said, like when you're thinking about a general liability policy, what kind of things would a home-based business want to consider when looking at these types of policies?
And just
do it in a broad. I know, yes, that we can't, you know, narrow it down because there's so many different industries.
Well, I will say that I would say that it's important, because some people may say it's not important because I'm working from home and I have homeowners. Or have a renter's policy. I hope you have a renter's policy if you're renting.
We'll circle back around to that in a moment.
We're not talking about personalized.
No, we're going to talk about it, because that's why I said, let me take us back out the box, because I don't want to box us in, because,
yes,
some things overlap one another.
Yes.
So I realized that after I said it. So, but go ahead.
So I really hope you have homeowners, and I really hope you have a renter's insurance policy in place But people, some people feel like, I've been doing this a long time. I've heard everything and I've seen everything. So a lot of times people will say, well, you know, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. A lot of times people will say, well, I have homeowners. I don't need this business insurance, or I have renter's insurance. But you do, because the liability on your homeowners is for personal lines. And you, even though you're operating from your home, there's still a risk out there that you could be sued, because you're still, you know, either sending products out to the public, or you're offering a service or a product. So, you know, or I would say, I could even say, even this radio show,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know where you're operating from, but you're doing a radio show and you're sending information out to the public. If you put some wrong information out, someone's offended and there's a lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
it's not a physical bodily injury, but it is a bodily injury, because it could be defamation of character or what have you.
Right, right.
Even going on Facebook and saying something about somebody, or starting this debate, or, you know, putting a lot of people air their feelings
right.
out on social media. But if you, you know, say something to someone that offend them or defames them or something like that, they can sue you.
Yeah, I remember being with my daughter in the car one time, and it was a big thing about someone that was in media that mm-hmm. had offended a celebrity.
Okay.
And apparently they kept doing it okay. to where the celebrity ended up suing that particular yeah. person. I'm just summarizing yeah.
no,
it, you know.
You can't do
that. Right. And so, you know, I'm like, oh my God, they sued for that much. Where did they got that kind of money from? But
yeah.
not thinking in that moment that was where their general liability would kick in at hopefully protect them and their business.
Yeah, if they had insurance, and if they didn't have a business and it was a personal person, like a person with just personal lines insurance, like homeowners or renters, the liability on the homeowners or renters would pay out in that lawsuit where they offended the celebrity.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you don't have enough, I really want to bring this up, because a lot of times people, this is like, you know, I'm at the age where I've heard a lot. And, you know, this is like a saying that people use. If I don't have it, if I don't got it, they don't got it. If I don't have it, they can't get it. That is not true. I just want to clear that up. That is not true. If you don't have it, they can still get it, because your future wages can be garnished.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you for saying that, because that's just like if you worked a job.
Yeah.
And you defaulted on a debt.
Yeah.
They can go get a garnisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so your employer is responsible for taking the money from your check. Mm-hmm. So just because you're in business, you feel like, oh, well, they can't get me.
Yeah.
Look,
the
biggest collection agency there is the Internal Revenue
yeah.
Service. Mm-hmm. And they, when they want your money, they will find a way to get your money.
Yeah.
And other collection companies mirror some of the same tactics that they use. So just because they can't necessarily grab your wages
right.
in a traditional manner,
mm-hmm.
they can always levy your bank accounts and things like that. And, you yeah. know, those are things we don't need that.
We don't want that. We don't need that. Like, just, you know, we're going to put in, like, be proactive in protecting our business and protecting our assets. And that's what I'm here for, is to help you recognize, you know, you need to protect yourself. You know, we have a lot of different personalities. Just because you're a business owner doesn't mean you're a people person. And it doesn't mean that, you know, sometimes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I've gone to businesses and they don't have everything together, like the flooring and everything is not safe, you know, and they're getting it together or what have you. But meanwhile, you do need, even if everything is together, you never know what could happen. Like, I know people who live off of suing people.
I met someone like that myself. Yeah. And it terrified me.
Yeah.
That people literally are buying houses and cars and all of this stuff, just living like that. And I'm like, oh my God. And you could go home with a clear conscience. Like,
yeah, some people, that's their job, is to sue. So, you know, just, I would just say my piece of advice is be very open-minded and be very detailed in letting your agent, or, you know, some people just get insurance online, but I would say if you could have an agent that you can build a relationship with, that that's what I do with my clients. I try to build a relationship with you. So, you know, if you have questions, you know, don't just assume something is covered. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And just be open-minded and making sure that you have adequate coverage, and just don't brush it off like you don't need that. And I would like to, before we, I know we're coming down to the end, but I would also like to say,
oh, we got a little bit more time.
Okay. I would also like to say, read your contracts. Okay. I could see, I mean, you know how you say you got people that have 100 employees and they've been in business a long time. I mean, you would be amazed at how many business owners do not have insurance. They're operating business, making big money, but they do not have insurance.
Let me say this, Rhonda, and I'm happy you went there because I was going to actually go there.
Okay.
A lot of times, and I'll be transparent with it. When you figure, a lot of times we didn't have people that came ahead of us to know how to build business, exactly. Right? So we get in here and we figure it out. Yes. And in our figuring it out, sometimes we don't realize some of the key elements of things that need to be in place, right? Because it's not really taught, or if it's taught, it's not fully taught, right?
Right.
And so general liability insurance is typically not the thing people think about. They,
right.
How do I get this entity up and get the credit and get the customers and get the money?
Yes.
And that's the mindset. So right. Then when you say things like, well, what we're talking about today, you need general liability insurance, or you need marketing, and these are budgeted items that you need to have on your budget. And people are like, why?
I've been doing business this long, and
and it's like, okay,
I'm making big money here. I don't need that,
right? And it's like, well, let's be honest. You know, why wouldn't you? Why would you want to give away your money? Like, seriously,
and that's the thing. People are like, why would I want to give you money, pay money for this? And I've been in business for 30 years, and nothing's happened.
But tomorrow could be the day.
can, tomorrow could be today. And let me tell you, that has happened many times where we just talked about this insurance and it was not accepted. And then come next week, I'm getting a phone call.
Is it too late?
And something has happened. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. You have to get it before the incident, before something happened.
That's like car insurance. And that's
It's like life insurance is like car insurance is like every insurance, because you know, you got to get it before the stroke, before the heart attack, before the diagnosis of cancer, AIDS, or what have you. You got to get it before. And with the car insurance, there's a lot of people driving on the road who do not have car insurance. And, you know, I'm a safe driver. I haven't had an accident in 30, 40, 50 years. I've been driving 5 years and I'm safe. I'm topping my driving school. No, ma'am. No, sir. You never know, because, you know, when you're on the road, you're driving for other people too, right? And it's the same in your commercial vehicles. You have employees driving the commercial vehicles. You have some people with illnesses on the road. Some people that are, you know, abuse drugs and alcohol on the road. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. Or some people, not everybody. I don't want to generalize, but a lot of people texting, they're looking down. You pull up next to them, they're like this. They're not looking at the road. So you really have to be fully protect yourself and your business and your assets, your family. Do you understand? So,
yeah. And I want to say this, Rhonda, because we're going down a good lane here.
Okay.
I always tell my kids, it's an accident.
Yeah.
An accident doesn't mean that it was intentional.
Right.
An accident is something that happened that was not intended to happen.
Right.
So you never know when something that you did not intend to happen can happen. And that's what insurance is all about. We don't know if you're ever going to be sued. The hope, the prayer, the goal is to never have it happen. But if it happens, that you are protected. We never anticipate to get sick. But if it happens,
you're protected.
You're protected. And that's what insurance is all about. It's preparing you for the worst case while living out the best case.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
That's all that it's about. And if we always want to live and prepare in the best place, when the worst case happens, we are like sitting ducks. I remember it happened to me before. I did a venture and I didn't have general liability. And it came and bit me in the hot pots.
Okay.
And I was petrified. I had no money. The company had no money. And I'm sitting there like, what the world? But had I understood the purpose of general liability, my whole process through the whole thing, my posture, I'm sorry, through the whole process would have been very different.
Yes.
It's a devastating place to be in, especially when you feel like you did no wrong.
Right.
But yet you have no money to really defend yourself.
Right.
You have no money to really do anything. And these are the reasons why.
But you need the insurance.
Yes.
Right. You do have the money. You know, if you do have money, do you want to spend it? Do you want to, you know, spend it because, you know, now there's this incident that happened and now you got to pay out. No, you don't want to do that. Get the insurance, put the insurance in place. And you made a good point that you didn't know. Let me tell you, when in 2019 was like the worst year of my life. I got married December 2018 and we had lost a child January, 30 days after we were married. I lost a nephew and then I lost my dad and my daughter in January, my nephew in May and my dad in October. This is the worst year of my life. And then we're going to go into COVID, right? But I'm driving, you know, it just took a toll on me where I'm driving. Then my kid wanted to go, my youngest wanted to go to college in Virginia. So we moved from Maryland to Virginia. So that's a whole different thing. I don't know anything about Virginia or, you know, anybody. And now I'm driving back and forth to Maryland, totally exhausted, running off the road because I'm driving tired because I've been going to the VA to check on my dad. I've lost, this is the third person and he's about to die. And then he died. So I'm exhausted. And this is a lot of time in business, we're exhausted, or in life, right? Life be lifing.
Yeah.
So I'm driving from Virginia to Maryland and I'm like falling asleep and running off the road. And I said, I can't do this. I didn't plan out a business. I just was like, I can't do this. I can't keep driving from one state to the other. I'm exhausted. And I paid attention to my body. I'm like, I'm going to kill myself or kill somebody else. I can't do this. And so then I started quickly, like, you know, someone just told me, like, people wake up in the morning and it's like, I'm going to start a business. So you don't know anything, right? You wake up in the morning, I'm like, can't sleep. I'm like, this is not working. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to start my own insurance. Like, what? You don't know anything about running an agency, girl. But so nobody, there's no instruction book. There may be some books out there, but at the time, I'm totally overwhelmed and I don't know anything about it. But then I was like, well, I need an office space. So then I go, you know, get the office space, get the license. Nobody told me I had to have a zoning permit.
Wow.
I'm just going online. I can do it myself. You know, I can, you know, get my LLC. I started, did the LLC, got the EIN, went and got the bank account. They're like, oh, the landlord's like, oh, ma'am, you need a zoning permit. I'm like, what? What's that? Nobody told me. This is not, you know, so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
And then there's insurance. So it's like I'm falling into all of these things and I learned as I went, but there's expenses, there's a learning curve. I just know that I needed the pain to stop because I didn't want to hurt myself or hurt somebody else. So I woke up in the morning, it's like, okay, I'm going to start a business. Talk to my husband. It's like, this is what we're going to do. But, you know, so I'm not beating up on business owners. Like, I literally did not save for this. I had no money. Like, but this is what I'm going to, some money so I could get it started, but not money that I could just take out of savings and say here. But I had proof that I could, if something, you know,
you bootstrapped,
run into trouble, we can pull money from here.
You bootstrapped your business.
Yeah, but I can't afford nobody suing me and taking that money. You know?
Right, right. Exactly. Like, this is the little money that I have just to get this going. Yes. So when you start closing business and
today, yesterday.
Profit. Right. So I'm not
beating up on anybody. Like, I just say, take the time to sit down and find out about the insurance aspect of it so you don't lose this business and this dream and this vision that you had. I support the dream. I support the vision. I love it. I love us being business owners, but let's properly insure it and let's read the contracts. I have like the biggest, I mean, people that I'm just like, wow, you built this business and you're doing awesome. Like, I want to be you one day, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't read their contracts. Like, how are you going to be this big business owner making all this money, just making moves, but you never read your insurance contract? The smartest people. And I'm just like, what? It's just kind of, I don't want to say, you know how like in church they say, read it for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to read our contracts. We have to know what's in there. So if something happens, this is in personal and home. Because let me tell you, I bought a house, my first house at 27. And was that 27? 20, yeah, 27. 27. And I didn't read the contract. I didn't know what it covered. So here's the number one. Get an agent that doesn't mind educating you and explaining it to you. Because insurance is like, everybody's like, oh, I got this going on. I don't have time to read this. Like, what is all this? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, they get you. It's the fine print. They're going to try not to. No, insurance will cover your incidents and accidents.
Yeah. But and if they don't, that's a problem.
Exactly. You get with a strong company. You check the AM Best or whatever. And make sure they have, you know, a strong financial backing, and that, you know, read the reviews and everything. Make sure they're going to pay out. You know, don't go for the cheapest. You want a company that's been around for a long time and that's going to pay out when something does happen. You want them to have the money to pay it out. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was 27, I bought my first house and I didn't read the contract. I didn't read my insurance policy. Your insurance policy is a contract. Your insurance policy on your car, your home, your life, your auto, everything, your business is a contract. You have to read it to know what's in it. I never read it. I'm 27. I'm overwhelmed. I got pregnant a few months afterwards and I moved out and then rented the house out. So now I became a landlord like within 3 months.
Which is a whole nother ball of wax.
It's a whole nother ball game. I never knew. And this is a business too. It became a business because now I'm a landlord and I should have changed my homeowner's policy into a landlord's policy so that I could protect the house, but not the person's personal belongings. They were supposed to get a renter's insurance, right? And I was supposed to change my policy to like a landlord's policy or dwelling fire policy, right? They ain't know nothing about that. And then I put all, and so, you know, it was like a whole big mess and, you know, somebody was staying in the house and whatever. But when I finally, because I just moved out the house and it was just there. But when I finally took my things out, put it in storage, it was a brand new storage unit. The way they did the drainage, when it rained, it drained into my storage unit.
Wow.
So I had 3 million pairs of shoes. I had my photos in there, all the furniture that my mom, because I'm like 27. I haven't, you know, my mom passed me down furniture stuff that we had from all over the world. And I'm pregnant, so I didn't go check on my storage. But when the season changed, I need to go get some clothes out of there or some shoes or something. Go to my storage and everything is molded. The water had rose up. Everything is mold, pictures, family photos stuck together. I mean, it was a horrible mess. I go to the office and I'm like, my stuff. And they were like, yeah, it's your unit and another unit that the water drained into. I was like, well, all my stuff is gone. Like everything has to be trash in the whole storage. And they were like, well, you should have got renter's insurance. You don't have
renter's insurance.
Oh, there's a sign right here on my desk that say you should have got renter's insurance. I'm like, what? They cut me a check for $75. $75. Oh, no. Now you talk about creating stress. I'm pregnant and I'm dealing with this issue and I'm just like, oh my God, like all the stuff that my mom gave me that we bought from Germany and all over the world and is gone. All my family photos, all my shoes, boots, purses, everything gone. All my personal items. You know what I'm saying? I had a home. I owned a home. I was a homeowner. I didn't need a renter's insurance policy. Wow. But I never read my contract, so I didn't know that the personal property from my homeowner's policy also covered what was in a storage unit.
Wow, Rhonda. Oh, gosh. Wow.
Well, this happened when I was 27. So when I found out that I had coverage that whole time on my homeowner's policy, I was in my 40s.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When I got into insurance.
Oh my God.
So now I'm learning. I'm like, oh my God, I never read, you know, I didn't have an agent that explained things to me. I'm, you know, 20 something years old, and I just think I need to buy a house because it's cheaper than rent. And I never read my contract. And I have people to this day that don't read their contract, but then, you know, when something happened, they don't have the proper coverage or they don't want to listen. Please just sit down, listen, find out what each endorsement is on your policy, because it can really protect you and it could save you money. It's cost, you're looking at it as it's costing you money, but it could save you money.
Yeah. Yeah. Our time is getting ready to start winding up. So I do want to hit a couple of other things.
Yes.
I know that as a business owner, you really, I mean, covered it with the general liability. You honed in on that auto insurance, the homeowners / renters, whichever one you need. Mm-hmm. Is there another insurance? I'm thinking of one in particular. But is there... well, I know workers' comp in some states it's mandatory mm-hmm. that you have workers' comp, but I also was thinking more on a personal line.
Okay.
The accidental, some of these, not accidental, some of these indemnity products, whereas if you go to the hospital or you get disabled or something like that, these are great things to have in place for you as a business owner, especially if you have to put somebody in your place. Yes. You want to talk about that for a few moments?
I do. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a surprise. So, you know, I'm just super passionate about insurance because it's really not insurance. I'm super passionate about people. I don't like to see people hurt or suffer. So we're running these businesses. We're people. We're stressed out. Illnesses may come. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen people in the insurance industry. I've had friends and colleagues that have had strokes, heart attacks, passed away. And it is like you do want to put something, if you're not there to run that business, number one, you need life insurance. And you need, you know, and that's something that Erica can help you with, but you need life insurance on your partner or life insurance on the key person that's in your business that's making. It could be an office manager, it could be an employee, it could be, you know, someone. So the life insurance, but also disability insurance. If something should happen and you become disabled and you cannot go to work, you need to look into disability insurance, because that disability policy would, and it doesn't have to be something where you're totally disabled, but if the doctor said you cannot go to work for this period of time, or you have to heal or do rehab or whatever, you can put a claim in on a disability insurance. They have short-term and long-term. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be permanently disabled because of this incident, then that insurance policy will pay you out so you can continue to pay your bills and, you know, live your life. mm-hmm. Cancer. I think it's like, I got to check the statistics, but I know they said 2 out of 3 people get diagnosed with cancer in our country or wow. something, or 1 out of 3 or something. Don't quote me, but look it up. It's a lot of people that get diagnosed with cancer or have some kind of scare or have to get a biopsy. There are cancer policies that you can put in place. And if you are diagnosed, this policy will pay you out a lump sum of money. And so you can put it in the, it doesn't pay the hospitals. Your medical insurance pays the hospital and the doctors. These insurances that Erica's talking about are supplemental benefits. So it's disability, it's cancer, it's critical illness, which would cover heart attack and stroke. And especially in our community, we see a lot of this happening. And now these illnesses or the illness of a loved one is like one of the biggest causes of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't go to work, or if your partner is sick, now you're taking off work to go tend to your partner, take care of them or be at the hospital, what have you. But if you have this and you can do spousal, you can put in a claim and get the money within 3 days. If you're diagnosed and the doctor signs off on it, or if they say you have a terminal illness and you're going to pass away in 3 to 6 months, you can get that money and put it in your account. It comes to you within 2 or 3 days, or, you know, for some companies, it may be a week, but that money comes to you, and then you can continue to pay the bills while you can rest and heal, while you can take care of yourself, or your partner can take care of you and be there and not worry about work. It's just another form of giving you peace of mind.
Absolutely. Because as we stated,
too, if you're admitted to the hospital and now you have these co-pays or you have these deductibles that you have to meet, if you had a hospital indemnity policy in place and you're diagnosed, and they're all different, they're different products, but you got to read your product. Sometimes it'll say if you're admitted to hospital for 2 days or 3 days, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, then you can now put in a claim and this money will be deposited in your bank account because you got admitted to the hospital. And now you can pay your bills and you can rest and relax and heal so you can get back to your life.
Absolutely. And again, this is because you have to understand that the biggest asset isn't the business. The biggest asset is you.
Yes.
And so
it's not going to keep running unless you put things in place so that it can keep going while you're getting healing, or if you pass away, it can keep going, or you can continue to take care of your family or the other families. Because now if you're a business owner, you have employees, you're taking care of, they need you to put these things in place so that they can keep operating. You're feeding other families.
Absolutely. So, you know, we talked about assets. I remember in college, and I was like, oh, well, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking they're talking about money. And
yeah.
They started talking about land, labor, and all of this other stuff. I'm like, hello, wait a minute. And then I had to learn that, okay, wait a minute. My employees is my biggest asset. Wait a minute. Yeah. It's not the amount of money that you have in the bank. Yes, money grows, but it's also currency. So you're using it to exchange. But it's that's a whole nother show for a whole nother topic for a
that's
whole nother
good show. Girl.
Yes, but the money is really an exchange, and it's meant to constantly move, right?
Yes.
And the more money you have, the more exchanging you can do. Yes. The real profit is the people that work for you. Those mm-hmm. are the ones that are helping to big this company or this asset for you. They are the true value. So it's you and them. So if you want to make sure that everything is running smoothly and mm-hmm. everyone is happy and everyone is healthy, and that if you are separated from your company for whatever reason, maybe it's permanently, maybe God called you home, maybe you had a disability, so it's short term, whatever it is, if you have your peace of mind,
yes,
then you are okay. You can go off into eternity and be all right. You know, and I know I'm being funny here, but
no, but it's true.
You know, if you're disabled, at least you can, if you're able to recover, wonderful. If you can't, wonderful. You still have peace of mind. You still know that I can move forward. And, and you know, we talk about a lot about leaving these businesses for the next generation and all of this generational wealth that we're talking that we want to build, which that'll be, again, another show for another day, because I don't think we really understand what generational wealth is.
Right.
We think of it as just a money transferring thing, but wealth is so much more than that, especially when we're passing it from generation to generation. But where are you protecting it?
Exactly.
You can't transfer anything that's unprotected.
Right. Right.
I want everyone to think about that. So look, Rhonda, let them know how to reach you.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure after today, they should have, look, people should have some questions here. I know I'm going to be calling you. Coach E is going to be calling you. How about that? Well, if nobody else calls, Coach E calling. And I pray that each one of you that are listening to the show today, that you will actually take some time and write down Rhonda's information. Give her a call. It's free to give her a conversation from her to find out what you need.
Right.
Maybe you're not in position to get it right now, or maybe you are.
Get educated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell people, if you can spend $500 a month eating out, that's a month.
Yeah.
You can get insurance. Just cut back.
Yeah.
On what you're eating.
$50 a month.
Right.
40.
Just cut back.
Yeah.
You can cut back. Maybe instead of going to Ruth Chris or Texas Roadhouse or wherever your thing is.
Starbucks.
Or Starbucks.
Or buying those shoes or that bag.
Yes.
That's your insurance policy.
Yes. It's like, okay, I won't get 5 pairs of shoes or just, 4 steak dinners.
Just get one.
I'll just do one so I can make sure my business is covered. And me. And me. Yes. Right? Me and my business is covered.
And your employees. And your employees.
Yes.
Oh, can I just say one quick thing? Because I know we're ending. You said cover yourself with a disability and cancer and all of that. But also, if you offer it to your employees, and that employee is diagnosed with something, if they can keep their household running, heal, if you offer the disability, hospital indemnity, cancer, critical illness policies to your employees, and you don't think that's another expense to you, because you can just offer it to your employees. You don't necessarily have to contribute to the cost of it, right?
Absolutely.
But that employee can heal and get better and get back to work so that you guys can continue working together and running that business. So think about that.
Absolutely. And just a caveat to that, if you did decide to pay for it, then now you have another deduction at the end of the year.
Yes.
So, you know, there's all kinds of ways. So you definitely want to call Rhonda, and then you want to get with your accountant.
Yes. Yes.
So that you can make sure you're maximizing everything that is offered to you, to your employees, to your business, and that at the end of the day, it keeps you protected and profitable. Rhonda, can you tell them how they can reach out to you?
You can always Google my name. I have a farmer's insurance website. I can't think of it right now, but if you Google Rhonda Ridgely, R-H-O-N-D-A Ridgely, R-I-D-G-E-L-Y, farmer's agent, then I'll come right up. And also my phone number is 540-625-2087, 540-625-2087. And I am licensed in the DMV, Virginia and Maryland, and North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas.
In other words, give Rhonda a call and see if she's licensed in your state.
Yes.
And then you all can go from there. And
yes.
Then and you can always go to the Harp Sound Radio website and click on her banner, and it'll take you right to her website. So thank you so much, Rhonda, for coming on. You have given us so much information. We are greatly appreciative for it. And everyone, you make sure that you reach out to Rhonda. Again, Rhonda, what is your phone number?
540-625-2087.
Get that free consultation or go to our website at Harp Sound Radio. Click on her logo and it'll take you right to her website so you can schedule some time. It's been a pleasure, a treat as usual.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And look, everyone, you make sure you tune in next week for our next episode of Coach Talk. And also make sure that you're following me, Coach E, Coach Talk with Coach E on Facebook and on Instagram. I have an exciting announcement coming up about our financial roundtable. If you are in business, thinking about setting up a business, and you need to know about your money as a business owner, you want to make sure that you are in this place. It will be an open forum where you can ask all kinds of questions to industry experts. You can also get some mastermind training. So you definitely want to make sure you're following me at Coach Talk with Coach E on Facebook and on Instagram. It's been a pleasure. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Be blessed.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.